course, the main event for Halloween is always on Franklin Street. 8 to 10:30 this evening is when the road is closed if you're heading down for homegrown Halloween. But a lot of Halloween activities happening all over Orange County as well. A lot's been happening in Hillsboro and will continue to tonight. And we're joined now by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens. How are you?
Well, happy Halloween, Aaron.
Happy Halloween.
And indeed, you know, you got a lot going on Franklin Street. And in Hillsboro, it's Halloween on a Monday night is really all about neighborhoods. And we expect lots of kids to be out trick-or-treating this afternoon. I know we always get a big crowd. And, of course, it's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. So we just really encourage people to get out, have fun, enjoy all those costumes and a lot of fun. But be safe. And if you're driving around, please just be really careful about all the pedestrians and folks who are out in the streets in our neighborhoods this day.
Absolutely. I remember trick-or-treating when I was growing up, and I was in Lansing, Michigan, so you always had to, first of all, it was before they moved daylight savings time, so it was always dark at 5 or 6 when you started, and then you always had to worry about snow because we were just that far north. It's like, is it going to be raining? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be 30 degrees? It's beautiful today.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we usually get around at least 100 folks who come by our house in the evening, so of course, I'm downtown, and but I think all the neighborhoods, what, you know, we usually see lots and lots of kids. And, of course, we have these new neighborhoods now, so I'm interested in see how that's going to do as we have more homes in Waterstone and other places around town. So, again, every, you know, Hillsboro is very much a community of neighborhoods, and just be really careful about those little ones running around.
And again, Halloween tonight, so if you're out and about trick-or-treating or if you're just out and about, be safe, watch out for everyone, look out for each other. That's what Halloween is all about. We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and that's going on tonight. Tomorrow, the Water and Sewer Billing and Collections Office is going to be closed because you're switching to a new system, right?
That's right. So, you know, please, the folks will not be available tomorrow. It should reopen on Wednesday. And this is part of a major switch over to working with a company that works with lots of utilities around the country and will very much improve the system that we have for our water and sewer customers in a couple different ways. One, this makes better use of technology. So we already have reading of water meters through, you know, RFID, so we can read them. But our capacity right now in the town of Hillsboro is just read this once a month. So, you know, once a month you get a statement about here's how much water you used, and that's what your bill is based on. With this new system, it is a constant source, you know, flow of information. So you can take every single hour and watch your water flow. You'd be able to see leaks more with a lot more notice. We hope this will help people conserve water. This will certainly help people manage their billing. There'll be an app that they can use on your devices. We'll have some customer service folks who'll be bilingual. So in many ways, this is going to be a major upgrade for our water customers. But there is going to be a transition. So what people need to know is that if you have, like as I do, I have my water bill come out automatically, just drafted from my checking account, but I'm going to have to go down and redo that paperwork because it is a new company, and that's required by the banks. It's just something that we just have to do. So we're going to have to go through this process, really, of resetting up almost everyone's account, and we ask people's patience and just want to alert to people. That's something you want to take care of to make sure that you get your water bill paid.
So what's the town doing to get the word out to citizens? I know conversations like this, it's on the town website. What else?
Absolutely. It's on the town website. We have emails are going out. You know, of course, we send it out with the water bill. There's a letter that everyone will be getting in the mail, and certainly using as much social media and regular media as we can to get the word out.
It's got to be difficult these days, and we've talked about this with other local leaders, and just the last couple of weeks, this conversation's come up a couple of times, that it's simultaneously easier and more difficult for a government agency to communicate with residents because there are so many different channels of communication that people are more accessible, but different people look at different things. So if you want to communicate with everyone, you've got to get the word out to a whole bunch of different media outlets and channels of communication as opposed to just a couple here and there.
That is indeed the case, and I am so proud of our staff. We have a public information office. We have all our departments work very well with each other. Just this last week, we released a video just about street resurfacing. So if you really, you know, need some sleep one night, just go watch this wonderful video. Everything you need to know about street resurfacing. We probably do 20 to 30 news releases every week. And I say most of what we do is invisible until something goes wrong. So do a good job of getting the word out. But let me tell you, it's just the more you get the word out, it really is difficult. I think there's very high expectations from people to be on any number of social media platforms. So we're using YouTube and Twitter and Facebook in particular, as well as having a website. We have it's very easy to go to our website and sign up to get regular releases, and you can subcategorize, get either news releases or meeting notices. So feel like for a small town of 6,500, we do an incredible job, but it is continues to be a really, really big challenge. And there's still plenty of people here who we talk about social media and emails, but, you know, folks who have very limited internet access or really are just not on a computer very much, and so we still rely on more traditional methods. We have all that across the community, and of course we need to be able to reach everybody in our community.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, you can find out more about town goings-on by visiting the town's website, which is hillsboroughnc.gov. You can get all this information and more there anytime, and they're constantly updating that. hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website. Mayor, before we let you go, we got to talk about one event that's coming up in a little bit more than a week. It's next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but next week Wednesday, November 9th, at the Orange County Public Library. It's a community summit that the Hillsborough Police Department is holding, asking residents to come out and weigh in on a number of issues, or really just opening the floor for feedback about how the police department is doing in engagement with residents and things like that. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of getting the word out, and so we do this community summit generally every year. Sometimes it's been every other year, but have where our police department sit around with our community watch groups and anybody in the neighborhood who's or in Hillsborough who wants to come to this is certainly open. It'll be at the Orange County Public Library on Margaret Lane, 6 p.m. On November 9th, the day after the election.
Yes.
We'll have that behind us. Again, there's not, this is a chance for community members to hear what's going on, to have an opportunity to speak with the leadership in our police department, to ask questions, to share concerns. And when I've attended these before, they've been very, very valuable and enlightening. And of course, you know, most neighborhoods, you know, concerned about people speeding through their neighborhoods or cutting through and about traffic. But different neighborhoods will often have some particular issue that maybe we didn't hear. Again, I'm so proud of our police department. Chief Hampton has been working for several years on use of force policies, and not just, oh, gee, what's a good policy, but as we say, every day is a training day. And so how do we work with our officers? We've been going through lots of training about de-escalation, trying to make our use of force policies be very realistic and in keeping with our neighborhood standards. Of course, we started using body cameras before Ferguson and a lot of these other community issues came up. So we feel like we've been on the sort of leading edge of, you know, high quality community policing. But it only works when it's a two-way street. And so we try to set up these times when the community can meet with our police departments, in addition to the coffee with a cop. And anytime, just call, you know, talk to an officer. There's ways that you can post questions. But we like to have these summits every year or so in order just to really have a community discussion about these very, very important issues about our community safety and how our police department is part of our community.
Absolutely. So if you're listening out there, especially Hillsborough residents, mark your calendars, 6 to 8 p.m. next week, Wednesday, November 9th. That's the Hillsborough PD's Community Summit, Orange County Public Library on West Margaret Lane, and everyone's invited out to that. Mayor, before we let you go, anything else going on in town that people want to know about?
Oh, there's always something happening in Hillsborough. Again, sign up for events and notices on the town website, hillsboroughnc.gov. And, you know, if you want to know more about the community events, you know, we have like walking tours and things that are happening this weekend. It's probably a little bit quieter weekend after this this nice kind of very pleasant Halloween weekend we've had with a lot of events and pumpkin carving contests and things. Mm-hmm. So a little bit quiet, but there's the usual, you know, music, you know, downtown and various venues and walking tours. And you get that on the visithillsboroughnc.com.
So check out that website, and of course, check out the town's website at hillsboroughnc.gov. Both of those sites will give you a lot of information about the town. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great afternoon. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.